LA's sanctuary city law is headed for the books.
This local law, though, doesn't have the power to keep Trump from instructing immigration officials to come to cities like LA and work on their own.
It's December 4th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Also coming up, we go inside the biggest mail sorting facility in the country ahead of the holiday. The people who work there think your handwriting sucks.
A lot of the times, the biggest challenge we have is addresses.
An iconic LA diner could turn into a very modern fast food joint. So what do regulars there think? It's all ahead, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. I told you right after the election how some people seemed surprised, the mayor being one of them, that LA did not actually have a law on the books making it a sanctuary city. Well, now it does. It just needs the mayor's signature. That might have happened already by the time you hear this. Craig Figner's at City Hall, where the council passed it.
It needed 12 votes to pass. That's exactly what it got. LA's sanctuary city law is now on the books here in Los Angeles. Tells local cops they can't cooperate with federal immigration officials. President-elect Donald Trump has threatened mass deportations after taking office. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass says she supports this, says that this local law, though, doesn't have the power to keep Trump from instructing immigration officials to come to cities like LA and work on their own.
Let's see what the Trump administration actually does. My concern is to protect immigrant Angelenos who are here. We want them to feel safe. We want them to feel if they need a service from the city, that they can have that service.
The sanctuary city law was championed by Los Angeles Councilmember Eunice Hernandez.
Much has been made of the fact that President-elect Trump could retaliate by withholding federal money that Los Angeles desperately needs.
I think we have to recognize that Trump's rhetoric is not empty. So we as a council have to walk very clear-eyed into this new administration.
While the sanctuary city law passed...
This is belt and suspenders in one sense, because there are not many differences between the California state sanctuary law that was passed back in 2017 and this new one.
You could say it's a statement saying that we are going to be protecting our ground.
The California Values Act already prohibits state and local law enforcement from sharing information about a person's immigration status to ICE. Jacob Sapochnik is a Southern California immigration attorney.
The Values Act, again, limits sharing personal information with the federal immigration authorities, but it permits cooperation in cases involving serious crimes. And again, the city limits that specific kind of like closes the gap in the previous policies.
Another difference is the California Department of Justice enforces the state sanctuary law, and now the city can enforce its own.
That's Emily Valdez on the second part of the story. Despite all this, the Trump administration can retaliate against LA if it doesn't cooperate in immigration enforcement. Here's immigration attorney Kate Lincoln Goldfinch.
Legally, generally, the federal government cannot force local authorities to enforce immigration. But what they can and will do and have done in the past is they can implement other types of consequences and revoke federal support and funding in other areas to sort of put the squeeze on the city.
While federal immigration officials may not have access to LAPD records, they can still do things in the city to find undocumented immigrants, like set up workplace raids. You want to see people who have to work nonstop over the holiday season? Malls are one thing, the airport's another, but they got nothing on the U.S. Postal Service. And did you know the postal sorting facility here in L.A. is the biggest anywhere?
I put a question to Daniel Harai, the executive plant manager at the L.A. Processing and Distribution Center on Central Avenue, the largest facility of its type in the nation, which handles 6 million-plus packages, letters, and magazines daily at the peak of the holiday season.
How do you guys improve the efficiency? You're already good, but how do you think, how can we do it better?
We just got brand-new processing equipment a couple of years ago. They can run up to 10,000 packages per hour. As technology gets better, so will the equipment. So I think over time, I can see that getting better.
So the Postal Service is ahead of the curve on technology and getting things through. The problem is the people who are sending it.
That's right. A lot of the times, the biggest challenge we have is addresses. Customers got to double check, triple check, and quadruple check those addresses for their packages.
Not only quadruple check them, but actually make them legible.
That's right. You know, our equipment is great, but it's as good as the handwriting, right? If you have bad handwriting, it's going to be a little bit more difficult to get it home.
21 days to Christmas now. Post office already putting out the word, get that stuff in the mail early and triple check the address. Norm's on La Cienega on the edge of West Hollywood is iconic. It's got that googie architecture that goes back to the mid-century and just so very L.A. Well, it's going to change, apparently, in about 3 years when the lease is up. Chicken chain Raising Cane's is going in, and Karen Adams found out that some regulars aren't happy about that.
I'm with my mommy and she's on her way, so I'll be okay.
Jonathan's first reaction when I asked him how he felt about the Norm's here becoming a Raising Cane's when the lease is up next December. He's a regular.
As much as I can, they used to have liver. If you have a place that serves liver, you know it's a good restaurant.
So liver, huh?
Yeah, they don't have it anymore on the menu. Things are changing.
Changing indeed.
Yeah, I hate to see it go, you know, and then, you know, think of all the folks that eat different food besides Cane's. I like Cane's, don't get me wrong. Cane's, Raising Cane's is really good, but Raising Cane's not gonna serve your pancakes. They're not gonna serve breakfast all 24 hours. So it's certain things we give up, but I'm old enough to know I've been around here for a while, and there were certain things you wouldn't even think of that would not be around anymore, and you find that happening more and more.
Cane says it doesn't want to change the Norm's historic architecture. It just wants to change the iconic Norm sign here to read Cane's.
Raising Cane's is going before the L.A. Cultural Heritage Commission with those plans on Thursday. Good timing to take advantage of the hype around the movie. Wicked is coming back to the stage in L.A. 9-week run starting today, Wednesday, going through February 2nd. It's been on Broadway now for 21 years. And now that it's bringing in a whole new audience with the hit movie, it's at the Pantages until February 2nd. Set records with long runs in Chicago 4 years, L.A. 2 years, and San Francisco also 2 years. And that's the L.A. Local for this 4th of December. We're sponsored by the L.A. Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships, lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM, ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Odyssey app, search for KNX News. Follow the L.A. Local on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get shows, and leave us a 5-star rating and review. We are back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See you.